Welcome back to Bossy Queens Podcast. Before we get into this week's episode, I want to take a moment and acknowledge Domestic Violence Month. If you don't know, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I want to spotlight this for just a moment because you never really know what anyone is going through behind closed doors. You never know what may be happening to your friend, your sister, your mom, even your brother or your homeboy. So if you are in need of help or need any assistance or resources to escape or to just get help, please call 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. And if you're able, also check out www.thehotline.org for resources near you. I have seen women that I grew up with, women from my hometown and just social media followers as well, pass away from domestic violence from their husbands, boyfriends, baby fathers, stalkers, so on and so on. So please know that you are worthy of living and love does not hurt. Domestic violence does not only happen to women. I want to make sure I put that out there. Men also go through this as well. So be mindful of your friends and your loved one, please. And please remember to reach out if you need help. Now, let's get into today's topic. So today we are talking about living our best soft life. Yes, is living your soft life, tapping into that. So we're done with overextending. We are done pleasing others and not being in our divine feminine energy. We are welcoming the era of living our soft life. We are prioritizing ourselves. We are romanticizing our life and we're placing self-care over the capitalistic grind of modern life. Living in our tenderness, we are being vulnerable, we are living with purpose, and we are living in love. And in this episode, we're going to discuss how to really embrace that soft life. So the first important step to moving into your soft life is to be 100% intentional. Being intentional when creating habits or rituals that help you create the safe space and the overall energy that you're looking for. Essentially, creating a space where you feel empowered and willing to do the work and not actually having it feel forced. So here are a few ways to begin creating the perfect space that you deserve and actually moving with intent. One would be journaling. Definitely start journaling if you have not. I speak about journaling a lot in a few of my podcast episodes because it truly helped healing and manifesting. Definitely get a journal, some different color pens. I don't know why, but I love having different color pens. It really just kind of helps me. And just journal and jot down anything from your goals, steps on how to achieve those goals. You could journal different inserts on your emotions, your feelings, affirmations, and some really just some empowerment for yourself. And some of those affirmations that you could also write in there are some I am affirmations. You want to say these I am affirmations also out loud. For example, I am worthy. I am beautiful. I am a money magnet. I am free to be myself. I am enough. And these are just simple examples. Number two is scheduling time to read or listen to something that inspires you. So that can be a good book or a great podcast that really empowers you, and also can be pertaining to music as well. Currently, for example, I'm reading The Four Agreements, and it honestly is very inspiring to me and allows me to make changes mentally and physically in my life for the good. So if anyone's looking for a good book, I do highly suggest The Four Agreements. Three is going to be mindful of what you are consuming. I spoke about this in an episode last season. And it's very important to be mindful of what you're feeding your mind and your soul. Yes, it's okay to unfollow accounts that are not in alignment with who you are growing to be. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Yes, it is okay to unfollow accounts that are not in alignment of who you are growing to be. Yes, it is okay to unfollow the messy outlets that have no inspiration for you. I'm really a firm believer that we have to be mindful of what we are feeding into our brains. You can't want to be an entrepreneur or a mompreneur and you only follow the shade room, the Instagram it girls, and the people you went to school with in your hometown. You know what I mean? You have to really clean your social media up. Follow more inspiring pages. Follow other women that are on the inspiring path or journey, or those similar to the journey that you're on. You just really want to feed more positivity. You want to feed more love. You want to feed more laughter into yourself. And most importantly, you want to pour this into yourself. So again, number three is be mindful of what you're consuming. Another important step to soft life is sometimes sitting and doing absolutely nothing. I know you're probably like, girl, what are you talking about? Hear me out. Rest should be equally as embraced as the hustle culture that we've ingrained into our everyday life. Like, for example, setting time to rejuvenate yourself, setting time to recharge and allow your body and mind to just literally take a break. Like, there will be times you're going to try this and your mind is going to tell you, absolutely not. I feel like I should be doing something. Like, girl, get up. There's something you could be doing right now. And that's literally what you're going to feel like your body is telling you. And that's because your entire body is used to the hustle and the bustle of grinding. And you don't know how to slow down, girl. You don't know how to slow down. You don't know how to stop. You don't know how to recharge. You don't know how to rejuvenate. AKA, you're not having self-care. So you don't know how to recharge and show yourself that self-care. And it's so important to just take that time. I am not telling you to sit at home every day and not do anything. What I'm saying is take some time for yourself. If you have to take a me day and just stay at home and watch your favorite movie and eat a slice of pizza, whatever, you know what I mean? If you want to go do Pilates and then go get you a scoop of ice cream and then whatever, however that looks like to you, you want to make sure you are resting, you are rejuvenating, you are recharging your body, your energy, and your soul. Because you cannot pour from an empty cup, so please pour into yourself. Next is discovering your peace. So you have to find really what brings you peace of mind. What makes you feel centered and what makes you feel whole? Finding that balance within yourself, within your work, and within your family as well. And that includes prioritizing your peace. So finding what makes you feel at peace will help you create a purpose for your happiness and really clear out the things that don't bring joy to you. For myself, I've learned that high frequency sound bath music brings me peace. Listening to 90s and 2000s R&B brings me peace. Neo soul brings me peace. It just does something to everything in my insides. I'm just relaxed. I'm happy. Grounding myself and literally sinking my feet into the soil of Mother Nature literally brings me the highest peace. Having one-on-one time with my partner brings me peace. And also cooking for other people brings me peace. So these are things that I personally have to do at least once a week to have that peace. So what brings one person peace may not be the same for you. So I'm giving you my examples, but it's up to you to figure out what that is for you and what that looks like. And this is also when that journaling comes in handy. So as you're journaling on this journey, keep this in mind and find what that may be for you. Now, this will be trial and error, but if you are truly intentional, you will figure it out. 7 is going to be encouraging yourself to prioritize self-care. Now, if you've been listening to Bossy Queen's podcast, then you know I am a firm believer of self-care and empowering others to really practice self-care. Self-care is something that looks completely different from everyone. Self-care is doing something with yourself that brings you true happiness. Self-care can look like once a week coffee shop breaks, bi-weekly nail appointments, bi-weekly hair appointments, because you know the shop vibes are top tier. A weekly bubble bath with your wine and candles. I mean, self-care can look like once a month ice cream and a movie night by yourself, putting your phone on do not disturb at a certain time so you can do your nightly routine before bed. Self-care can also look like using a vacation day from work so you can have a me day. There's so many ways that self-care can look for you. And there's also so many ways that you can tap into your self-care. But the important thing is to make sure that you're prioritizing your self-care. Prioritize yourself. So much going on, and especially the moms out there, prioritize yourself sometimes. And self-care is not selfish, okay? So don't ever be victimized into feeling ashamed for putting yourself first by your job. Because, honey, the moment they fire you, there's already somebody lined up for your position. So do not feel ashamed for taking a me day and using your PTO. Don't feel victimized and ashamed by your partner, your kids, your friends, or honestly anybody. Again, self-care is not selfish, and you really have to pour into yourself before you decide that you are ever going to pour into anybody else, because you cannot pour empty, right? So, to kind of wrap this all up, I have given you 7 steps to kind of tap into your soft life era, get your soft life girly vibes going. So, number one was being 100% intentional. Number two was to start journaling. Number three was scheduling time to read or listen to something that inspires you, so a good book or a good podcast. Number four, be mindful of what you are consuming, so AKA your social media. What are you scrolling all day and looking at and feeding your mind and your soul? Be mindful of what you're consuming. Number five is sitting and doing nothing. Having a me day, making sure you take a break and recharge and rejuvenate. Number six is discovering your peace. And last but not least was encouraging you to prioritize your self-care. So I know I've broken down some soft life steps for you, but keep in mind, again, living your soft life can look completely different from you than the next person. However that may look for you, just remember that every day, the everyday life and hustle of life, especially for women, takes us, on a level of a journey on our divine feminine energy a bit, and it makes us hard. We are constantly battling as people, but we're also constantly battling as women, which is life, right? We all understand that. Every now and then, we have to remind ourselves that we won't allow the world, we're not going to allow these jobs or anyone to work us to death. Okay, we want to live our best soft life. We want to enjoy pouring and loving into ourselves because why? Because we deserve it. So start embracing the soft life with these small steps because everyone deserves to freely define what a soft life means to them. And I hope this episode hit you and made you think about where you are in your life. And if you are truly in your soft girl era, your soft girl energy, I hope that the girlies who work in corporate America can focus on maintaining happiness in a world with unwavering issues for women, especially women of color. I have been there, I know it. So I hope that the moms that are listening can tap into their soft living and pour some more love and some more grace into yourself because, mama, you deserve it. And I hope this single woman out there that's killing it, killing her job, can pour love into herself and know that she is worthy and she also deserves a soft life. Peace. For tapping into Bossy Queen's podcast. You know, we're in season two. Please go back and listen to any of the episodes on season one. If you do not, please go and follow our Instagram. I am doing some amazing giveaways this upcoming month of November, and it's only for those that are following our Instagram page. So our Instagram page is at Bossy Queen's podcast. So it's Bossy Queen's podcast. And I'm pouring self-care, I'm pouring self-love into my followers and just really showing my appreciation. And that's going to be some candle giveaways and so much more. So don't miss out and make sure that you tap in, sis, okay? As always, peace, love, and grace, ladies. Until next time.